Greetings and welcome to this week's Golf Betting Show. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. 10 minutes to take you through the Quicken Loans National and also the Madeira Islands Open. Okay, all of our content went live on the website yesterday, golfbettingsystem.co.uk. And of course, you can follow my videos and also subscribe to this show at Audio Boom. Videos available via YouTube. Okay, two interesting tournaments before we really get stuck into some serious action next week at the WGC Bridgestone Invitational at Firestone, and that's followed, of course, by the PGA Championship this year at Whistling Straits. Should be an absolute blast. Quicken Loans National, Tiger Woods' tournament. He's the patron. Not so upfront as he used to be, a bit like his golf game at the moment, but things are supposedly coming around. The short game's getting sharper. He's happy with the amount of reps he's doing. He could actually go well this week in a field that's particularly weak. Justin Rose is a well-backed 9-1 favourite, followed by Ricky Fowler, who has been tipped up by Steve Palmer in the Racing Post this morning. He's been backed into 10-1. Apart from that, Jimmy Walker lengthening at 18s. And then we're down to the likes of Justin Thomas, Tony Finau. It isn't the best renewal in the world. I know the world ranking points available to the winner have collapsed year on year. And that just shows you the lack of depth in the field this week. The course itself, it's moved from Congressional, moved to the Robert Trent Jones course, which is on Lake Manassas, just outside of Washington. It's a beautiful golf course, one of the ranked in the top 10 of US golf courses. Looks like it's got quite wide fairways. It reminds me of Augusta, actually. Wide fairways, then quite small greens that have got multi-tiers. The rough is supposedly very penal, and it looks like it's going to play firm and fast this week. So scoring, I'd put it potentially in the kind of technical bracket, around about 8 to 10 under to get the job done. Could even be, who knows, it could be slightly lower, could be slightly higher. Depends how the PGA Tour play it with their green watering. Let's take you through this week's predictor model. Of course, golfbettingsystem.co.uk or Golf Betting Tips into Google or search engine of your choice and you will find us. Predictor model, free resource, along with all of our statistics around each and every European Tour and PGA Tour event. 10, Johnson Wagner. Was up at 66s yesterday, now backed into 55-1 with Stan James. 9 is Brendan Steele, been playing some lovely stuff of late, 50-1 with Bet Victor. 8, Justin Thomas, backed in from 30-1 to 28-1 best price with Stan James. 7, Ricky Fowler, tipped up by Steve Palmer this morning in the Post, 10-1 with Betfair Sports, the best you'll get. 6, Sean Stefani, lost in a playoff to Rose here at this tournament last year, 50-1 with Bet365. Top 5, Jason Bone, 50-1 with Paddy Power. 4 is Will Wilcox, backed in from 60-1 with Coral, best price now 50-1 with Betfred. 3, Danny Lee, in great nick at the moment, 40-1 with Paddy Power, another one of Steve Palmer's tips. 2, Jimmy Walker, out, lengthening to 18-1 with Stan James. And number 1 is Justin Rose, 9-1, only available now with Bet Victor. So if you're quick, you'll get 9-1 with Bet Victor. So that's Justin Rose, Jimmy Walker, Danny Lee, Will Wilcox, and Jason Bone making up the top 5 this week. If you're looking for a little bit more value further down the predictor, 15 is Daniel Berger. He's been backed in from 100-1 with Coral, 90-1 now with Stan James. Michael Putnam played well last week in Canada, 125-1 with Betway. He's at 17. And also, Jonas Blixt, 160-1 with Bet365 in 21st. Bryce Mulder as well, very high in my analysis, 22nd in the predictor model, 125-1 with Bet Victor on Bryce Mulder, who's been playing some nice stuff recently. Okay, on to my tips. I can't ignore Justin Rose, 9-1, only available at Bet Victor for the defending champion. So I've gone 3.5 points, Justin Rose, 9-1, Bet Victor. You just have to look at his chances, and the way that golf betting is at the moment with very, very short price winners, it looks like it's going to be a shootout between him and Ricky Fowler this week. Next up for me, I'm going for Justin Thomas, 1.5 points each way, 28-1 with Betfred or BetVictor only. I managed to squeak him in at 30-1 when the tips were released last night. Thomas, kind of player, and he did this on the web.com last year, keeps banging his head against the wall, top fours, top fives, thirds, and seconds, and eventually gets the job done. And interestingly, last year, he actually got the job done on a classical Alistair Mackenzie design with bent grass greens. So bent grass greens again this week in Ohio. He beat a decent field in that, and that was the toughest golf course on the web.com tour last year. So he can play technical courses very well. He's long, he's got every asset of the game that you need. Justin Thomas, 28-1 with Betfred on and BetVictor only at the moment, 1.5 points each way. Then I'm going Johnson Wagner. I'm going a point each way, 50-1 with Paddy Power. Paddy Power are the only company going six places each way this week. Then James Hahn, 3/4 of a point each way, 80-1 with Paddy Power. Again, six places each way for James Hahn, winner at Riviera Country Club earlier this season. And after James Hahn, I can't resist a little bit of Jonas Blixt action. A point at 16-1, top 10 finish with BetVictor. He's as short as 8-1 with Stan James in that market. So Jonas Blixt, a point, 16-1, top 10 finish with BetVictor. Can you believe he's a guy that's struggling for his card, the young Swede, but he finished second at Augusta last season. That's how good he can play on these long, classical, tough golf courses. So Blixt, James Hahn, Johnson Wagner, Justin Thomas, and Justin Rose. Those are my five for the Quicken Loans National this week. Okay, across to Madeira, the Madeira Islands Open. You may remember it was meant to be played earlier in the year, but there was rain, hail, flooding. Noah was on his ark. The tournament couldn't be finished, throwing some fog as well. But they've actually gone back again. It's a European Tour stroke Challenge Tour co-sanctioned event, and it's a great tournament for the youngsters to really thrive in. Paul Williams' full coverage, of course, available at Golf Betting System. But top 10 in the predictor model: Carlos Del Moral, 40-1 with Betway. 9 is Ben Evans, 66-1 with Sky Bet. Pedro Uriel, 66-1 with Sky Bet at 8. Antonio Horta, 150-1 with Stan James at 7. Simon Wakefield, 125-1 with Cole at 6. 5 is Stephen Jeppesen, 55-1 with Stan James. 4, Jose Felipe Lima, 66-1 with Stan James. 3, Rupe Kako, 66-1 with Coral. 2, Rhys Davies, 28-1 with Paddy Power. And number 1 is Scott Henry, 40-1 with Coral. Taking you through Paul's tips, Paul actually, as ever, sticks fairly closely to that predictor model. And it's interesting to see that a lot of the guys that he tipped up yesterday afternoon have already shortened. Scott Henry, he's gone for. You'll only now get 40-1 with Coral. He was available 50-1 with 888 Sport. Paul's gone 1.5 points, 1.5 points the win, 50-1 with 888 Sport, 1.5 points top five finish, 11-1 with them. So effectively, he's going 1.5 points each way, available now only at 40-1 with Coral. Next up, Carlos de Moral. He's going 1 point each way, 40-1 with Betway. And then he's going 1 point each way, 45-1 now with Bet365. He tipped him up 50-1 with Boyle Sports' Chris Paisley. Renato Paratori on our Facebook group. Paratori really is a talk of the actual forum. A lot of punters following him really closely. The young Italian, a talented boy. Renato Paratori, a point each way at 60-1 with Bet365. Paul tipped him up at that has shortened this morning to 55-1 with Bet365. And finally, half a point each way, 100-1 with Betfair Sportsbook, Marcel Schneider, a young, talented German that really has started to just levitate up some leaderboards of late. So that's Schneider, Renato Paratori, Chris Paisley, Carlos Del Moral, and Scott Henry. Those are Paul's tips for the Madeira Islands Open. Thanks for listening to the show again. We'll be back next week for the Bridgestone Invitational and also the Barracuda Championship at Montreux. Thanks for listening and goodbye.